Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Beningo bracket of pain has been quite a journey. About 5 weeks ago, we unveiled the field of 70. There were 70, and this was difficult to narrow down. The selection committee worked incredibly hard to narrow down over 120 different Joe Beningo sports fandom things that happened in his life. But during this time of no sports, we figured, hey, this is a good time to reflect. And so we narrowed it down to 70 things. 70! And then the tournament began. And every single day, I would say, okay, Joe, here's the matchup. And he would say, all right, this is the most painful. All the while never seeing the bracket, never knowing the matchups. You could have seen the matchups because the bracket's been posted at WFAN.com/pain. I've tweeted it out at Evan Roberts WFAN. You could have filled out a bracket, kind of guessing, based on listening to Joe over the years and some of his thoughts over the last 5 weeks. Where is he going to go? And it was a long process. Maybe we dragged it out too long. Who knows? But we have finally arrived at the final four. There are four things remaining in the Beningo bracket of pain. Three one seeds and a three seed made it all the way through tough matchups, through times where Joe said, boy, this is a tough one. I don't know. And we've gotten to the point where, in no particular order, the Tom Seaver trade, the 1998 AFC title game loss that the Jets suffered to the Broncos, the Mike Socia game and losing the NLCS to the Dodgers in 1988, and the immortal Charles Smith Memorial arrived at this moment. A moment in time in which these, maybe based on matchups or maybe based on the power of the negativity of these moments, they are standing strong as four of the most painful moments in Beningo's fandom. And what a great little mix of diversity, Joe, we have. The Jets, the Knicks, and two Mets as we get set for the final four.
You got me now? You can hear me now?
Yes, I've done some, what do they call that? BSing for the last 4 minutes.
I actually heard some of it on the phone. You did it brilliantly.
I did the best I could. I set the stage for the moment that we're at.
I heard a little bit of on the phone. So,
well, let me give you the matchups. Are you ready?
Go ahead, let's go. Well, give me obviously one matchup. I'll know the other one. So go ahead. Let's hear it.
First, on the left side of the bracket, we have the number one seed, the Mike Socia game, and losing the 1988 NLCS, and their opponent, the New York Jets, losing the 1998 AFC Championship game to the Denver Broncos.
Wow. That's very difficult. Very difficult. Very difficult. You know, here's how I'm going to say this. The bigger deal is losing the 1998 AFC title game. The bigger deal. But the Mike Socia game is one of those games that I just, on so many levels, I mentioned this to you yesterday. There were some issues going on. My mother had been in the hospital, was sick at the time. It was closing in to the end of my first marriage. It was very near the end of it. There was a lot of things going on at this point in time that were indicating that the end was near. So there was a lot of different things that were happening. I told you I had to travel the next day. I had to go to Minnesota for the company that I was working for. So I didn't even get an opportunity to see Game 5. I was told about it on the plane and what had gone down. And by the time I got off the plane, the game was over. They had lost. I think it was 6-3 that game that they lost. You know, so there was a lot of a lot of negativity swirled around it, you know, besides just losing the game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of that swirling around it. Losing the AFC title game was, you know, it was terrible. I mean, you know, it was our year to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, it was everything we waited for. Divisional game at home, playoff game, all of that, you know, all the whole deal. Winning the division never happens, da-da-da. But I just think emotionally I was more beaten down by the Mike Socia game. So I got to go with that. I have to. I just think I was a more. I just was more emotionally beaten down, and it was so much negativity swirling around in my life on top of that. So I got to go with that. I have to go with that.
The Mike Socia game, losing the NLCS, is now going to compete for a championship. And I mentioned this to you earlier in the show. I saw the Twitter voting, and I thought they were going to get this wrong, and they ultimately did. It was 55%. That you would pick that title game, 45% the Socia game. And I think why a lot of people assume 1998 is not only the fandom you have for the Jets, but also, and this is something we've talked about when we've compared this loss to other Met losses, the fact that the Mets had won the World Series 2 years earlier.
Right.
And the truth is, I don't know what that's like because I've never seen the Mets win a World Series, but I've always been under the assumption, well, it'll stink, but it'll be a little bit easier. And obviously that's not the case. Even 2 years removed, that team was so good, and the factors in your life as well, and the way they lost to a team that they beat up during the regular season, that supersedes everything, which is interesting.
Yep. All of that, bro. Yeah, I got to go with that. I just think the emotional wear and tear was more than that Jet 98 losing in the championship game.
So we now know a Jet moment will not win the championship. Despite the Jets being that number one team in your life, they've caused a lot of pain. Pound for pound, they had a lot of big moments here.
Oh, my God.
But they're all gone. They've all disappeared. All right, this is the one which I think I know where you're going to go, but I'm not positive. It's the battle of number one seeds. First, we've got the Charles Smith Memorial, which we've spent a lot of time on over the last few weeks.
Right.
And then we have the Tom Seaver trade.
Boy, that is a heavyweight battle, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a heavyweight battle. That is two great. That's almost two undefeated teams going against each other.
It really is.
That's close. It really is close to having that. Well, both very emotional moments. I mean, you know, as far as the emotion surrounding it was very, very painful. For a long time. Now, obviously, it's still pain.
Yeah.
You know, no doubt about that. I think I've kind of recovered to some degree from the emotion of the Tom Seaver trade. I don't think I've ever recovered from the Charles Smith Memorial. I think it's got to be that. I just do. I mean, you know all the parameters surrounding
that. Sure.
You know? The whole thing with Michael Jordan, I mean, you know, I took it personally. You know, it was our year to win. It was our year to win. 20-year anniversary from the last championship, 60-win season, home court advantage in the playoffs, 34, 35-game home winning streak, you know, the slow climb after losing to them in 89, in 91, 92. You know, the feeling that this is going to be, it's our turn now, you know. The Pistons had their turn against Boston. The Bulls had their turn against the Pistons. Now it's going to be my team's turn against the Bulls. And that's how I looked at it. I really had committed myself mentally to thinking this was it. We, our team, the New York Knicks, will win this year. Based on everything that I just gave you, based on everything I just laid out, everything. And then the 2-0 lead, and then what happened after that. So I think not that you ever get over the trade of Tom Seaver, you never get over it. But obviously the Mets as a franchise did recover to some degree. I think we, you know, they did win a World Series after that. They have been to a number of World Series after that as well. You know, I don't know. The Charles Smith it will stick with me forever. That moment, Charles Smith going to the basket four times, you know, the losing game six, knowing they were going to lose game six, just knowing that you're basically a dead man walking going into game six where you have no chance, you know, you're done. You know, you that moment when you're looking around and you just know, okay, it's over. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah. Yes.
And that was game six, you know, going into game. I mean, you just knew it was going to happen. So I as tough as the Seaver trade was, I got to say that I got to say Charles Smith wins. They win. That wins.
And that was another thing Twitter was wrong about. 68% thought you would pick the Tom Seaver trade, 32% the Charles Smith Memorial. And I wonder this about the Seaver trade, and it's got to be painful. I can only imagine having a guy that you think is going to spend your entire career with one team, first ballot Hall of Famer, and trading him away for nothing special. That's the other problem.
For garbage, really. I mean, when you think about it.
But the truth is, and I'm not saying this makes it any better, the Mets at that point were clearly on the decline.
Yes.
And so
yes.
If we create an alternate universe where they don't trade Tom Seaver and he spends his whole career with the Mets, the only thing that you probably get differently, besides getting to watch him while the team stinks, is that, look, maybe he's on the 86 team. You know, maybe he's a part of that other championship team, which they could have had, they let him go after 83.
Well, he should have been there for 84, sure. Of course, he should have been on that team. Right.
But
Thank you, Frank Cashin.
So if in this alternate universe, Charles Smith slams one down, the Knicks may win the series. Yeah, we could say probably, but they may win the series. We don't know.
They could have lost a game set. You know they would have lost game six. You know that.
That probably. So it comes down to what happens in a game seven.
Right,
we don't know.
Right.
I am fairly confident as a lifelong Met fan who has studied the history of the franchise that with where they were going, even if they didn't trade Seaver, they were going nowhere good for the next half a decade.
Right.
So it would have been nice to at least have him. I know that watching DeGrom at times when the team stunk 2 years ago. Hey, at least I got Jake. I can watch him. But it wasn't going to change the fortunes when it comes to championships over the next 5 or 6 years. That's the way I look at it with what would have been different if they didn't make that trade. I know it would have been different if Mike Socia doesn't hit a home run and Doc gets him out.
Right. No question. No doubt about it.
The Mets go up 3-1 if they win that game. They probably win the series, and then, hey, they're in the World Series. Right. Who knows what happens?
Right.
So, it's interesting.
Two just extremely painful moments. I mean, you know, it's you went through all of these things. It's not stunning to me that this is what the final is, to be honest with you.
No, I'm not at all. I'm not either. It will come down to the 1988 NLCS and the Mike Socia game versus the Charles Smith Memorial. We will crown a champion tomorrow. And Twitter, what are you going to do with the vote? Because today they were 0-2.
Both wrong. Whoever wins this, and I won't reveal who the winner is going to be. I got to think about it a little bit yet as well. Will we have either Mike Socia or Charles Smith on?
Well,
if whoever.
So we've thought about that show. I got to tell you, we've talked about that.
I'm sure that has been discussed. Yes.
And really, the answer to that question is, do you want either guy on? I mean, would you? Let's take Charles Smith, I know you've talked to, and you've kind of made the peace with him.
Right. Well, again, I don't really blame Charles Smith for that. It's unfortunate that he is the moment that sticks out. But Charles Smith is not the number one reason they lost that game, as we know.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't blame him. I have no hatred for Charles Smith. I mean, I want that to be known.
Right. Mike Socia is completely different because he's an opponent.
I have no love for Mike Socia.
Would you want to talk to Mike Socia out of curiosity?
He's had a hell of a career.
He's become a manager.
He was a very good manager. We could talk about certain things like that. He played the Yankees a number of times in the playoffs. We could go into all of that.
Sure.
Beat him a couple times. And we could certainly talk about that 88 season.
I mean, for him, that's probably, if we gave him no heads up on, you know, what we had been doing.
Right.
And said, hey, what's your greatest moment on a baseball
field? He's going to say that, probably.
I would think so.
Right.
I would think so.
And then conversely, if you ask Charles Smith what's his worst moment, he's probably going to give you that.
I do love the fact that one moment is defined by a guy on your team, and the other moment is defined by a guy on the other team.
Right.
And look, in a lot of ways, and it reminds me going back and watching that game and seeing the pain of that ninth inning and everything that happened after, there are a lot of similarities of that ninth inning to game 5 of the World Series in 2015, where walking Lorenzo Cain / walking John Shelby.
Right.
Was the was almost the killer to set up the killer, if you will.
Right, right. That's right.
And in Shelby's case, Doc's ahead 0-2.
Right.
I mean, so look, Socha hit the home run, I get it, but if you get Shelby out,
you're right.
It's different.
The other thing too is that the Socha didn't hit home runs. I mean, the guy hit like 3 home runs the whole year.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. I mean, this, you know, this wasn't giving up this big home run to some big slugger, you know, a guy that was hitting 35, 40 home runs a year, you know what I mean? Or some big-time hitter. I mean, that wasn't the case at all.
And that's where the similarity lies to Yadier Molina, because at the time when Yadier Molina hit that home run, he hit .216 that year with 6 home runs.
Right, right. He became a very good hitter after that.
Ended up hitting over 20 a couple of times. We both think he's a Hall of Famer. But at that moment, as a 23-year-old, the guy hit .216. And now he's hitting the game-winning home run. And in a lot of ways, that game isn't defined by Yadi. It's more defined by Beltran. Now, when you think of that game, it's the Carlos Beltran game the Yadi game.
Yep. I don't know how a Cardinal fan looks at it. I don't know if he calls it a Beltran game.
No, I think the Cardinal fan probably says the Yadi game.
Yeah, right.
Or maybe
the
Wainwright game.
Wainwright,
those big outs in the bottom of the ninth.
Could be.
So we have our championship game tomorrow. You can check out the entire bracket at WFAN.com/Payne. Or at Evan Roberts, WFAN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.